News Talk 790 KFYO Collins, Matt Katanya Hagee from First Friday, our trail in the house. Now, we have been encouraged not to mention this, but she was a little bleary eyed.
You can telephone, telegraph, or tell a Tom.
Well, there's the reason why she was bleary eyed, because she was crying uncontrollably because the Rangers won last night.
Third walk off home run in a row. It was amazing.
There you go.
It was so much fun.
I missed it all.
Yeah, well, you know. But it's Tanya was having a good time and watching the game, and you turned it off two nights before.
Yeah, I was a Fairweather fan the two nights before, thinking, it's over, and I missed it. So last night.
You stuck it out.
Stuck it out.
You had to stay up and watch.
Yahtzee. Okay, tomorrow is the 2th of August, August the 2nd, and not only my sister's birthday, but it also happens to be the first Friday of the month, which means...
First Friday Art Trail.
Okay, mm-hmm. What we got?
We got a whole lot. Baron Batch has new work at Tornado Gallery, so he's always a good draw. He's
former Red Raider.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody wants to go see his stuff. And on the Luca campus, Luca was given a huge donation, a huge glass collection. So we are making that glass available to the public. We are not a... We are not a collection organization, so we're making that available to the public. So we're selling over 300 pieces of glass at bargain prices. I priced it the last couple of days, and I'm telling you, good prices.
Now,
really?
A lot of people are sitting here, like Laura, sitting there saying, glass? Well, I might cut myself. But...
No, I never was thinking that. Well, but go ahead.
Anyway.
I was thinking...
That's what glass? I was thinking.
Yeah. How beautiful.
Anyway, beautiful. Stemware and blown glass pieces and vases and these beautiful orbs that you can hang in your window.
Oh, man, I could so spend a lot of money doing that. I love that kind of stuff.
Well, and that's the great
thing.
You wouldn't have to spend a lot of money, and you get a lot of cool stuff.
I love it.
But...
Now, there's all... Go ahead.
Well, and I was also going to say... I don't know how many people know of the Charles Adams Studio Project, but that's been an ongoing nonprofit that works in tandem with Luca. We call it CASP, and they are opening the Jones Print Studio. It'll be their soft opening on Friday night. It's an actual, you can come, it's kind of, it will run the very, very same as our clay studio. And so when it finally opens, we'll have a print studio available to the public, and they can come and do litho prints and exposure prints and all kinds of cool stuff. And I'm not a printmaker, I'm a photographer, so I can't tell you everything, but all kinds of screen prints, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, well, if you ever get a really high quality print, those are referred to as serigraphs, I think. And I think what that is just a very sophisticated system of screen printing. So
And the litho prints are actually, they draw on the stone, then they etch it down and print it off of the stone.
Right.
So we'll be able to do that kind of stuff. Lino cuts, we'll be able to do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, the litho stuff's kind of neat because it's a little bit raised up and has texture to it.
Very cool.
You know, and a lot of people, if they don't even know what it is, some people have business cards and the text on the business cards is raised up and you can feel it, you know, that's those are done lithographically.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Offset printing, but yeah.
They refer to that. But anyway, that's kind of a neat deal. One other thing I wanted to mention, a friend of mine, Pauline Mills, has the Glassy Alley Studio.
And now, she has an amazing space, this beautiful brick warehouse.
Now, when you were talking about the glass and things like that, she makes some very, very, I mean, a lot of commission pieces.
Her mosaic pieces are astounding. They're beautiful.
But I was talking to her, I guess, not too long ago. She was telling me, I think she's selling some glass or has a lot of glass that's in there in classes and things like that people can get involved in. And she'll be a part of First Friday. So drop by Glassy Alley there. They're in the 1900 block of Texas there?
They're
1940,
of 19th on Texas.
Yeah, 1940 mm-hmm. Texas.
So if someone's never been to the First Friday Art Trail, tell us how we get there. Where do we start?
The best thing to do is go to the website, ffat.org. And you can click on the venues. It'll show you what's happening at all of the different venues. You can go... download a map. You can download the list, and you can take the trolley, which is free to the public, or you can take your own vehicle.
Okay.
Tanya, thanks for coming in this morning. We'll see you tomorrow night, First Friday.
Absolutely.
Down in the Arts District, 7:43. Good morning.